Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Busy show here today, as always. We will be joined in the second segment by Dave Meltzer, talking all of the latest stories in the brand new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Available exclusively for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to talk about there. CM Punk and Mickey Gall will be having a press conference in about an hour, immediately after this show goes off the air. That should be interesting, as they've got a fight coming up in just a couple of weeks. Unless something disastrous happens, CM Punk will, in fact, be fighting for the UFC in just a couple of weeks' time. We're going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages today. There's a lot to talk about. The Cruiserweight Classic last night. A lot of rave reviews about the Cruiserweight Classic. There is the NXT show. We can talk about Daniel Bryan and The Miz, which is quite an interesting story that I want to talk a little bit about when we come back from the break. SmackDown ratings are up. And in fact, with SmackDown ratings up and Raw ratings likely down, in fact, they'll certainly be down going head-to-head with Monday Night Football, there will likely be some periods during the fall where SmackDown is beating Raw in viewership. Talk about that here today. Cody Rhodes, very upset with WWE. He wants changes. And of course, if you want to chime in on any of this, studio line 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, you can contact us at 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And we will be back in just a moment with more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden Tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener, and thicker than before. And now a word from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, who is awake and ready to go here today. Mike, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, except I'm awake and I'm ready to go.
That's right. We've got a lot to talk about today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages. Haven't done a lot of that in the last couple of days, but that is about to change, everyone.
Oh, yeah?
Do want to read this right here. By the way, if you want to go on Instagram, Lana has been posting pictures of her second wedding. They obviously had the wedding for total...
Well,
are you rushing to Instagram right now?
No.
Oh. Is everything okay over there?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, yeah, on Instagram, if you head over there, she's got her wedding photos from the second wedding in Bulgaria, which apparently, I haven't looked at it yet because I just got this message, but apparently it's quite a wedding. So if you want to head over there and check that out, Instagram. Lana's got quite an Instagram, I might add.
She does. She and JoJo both are, although JoJo's is relatively generic. It's just different ways she can actually pose with her hips out, let's say.
From WrestlingObserver.com, on WWE's Weekly Sports Center segment with Jonathan Coachman, Daniel Bryan again addressed his heated exchange with The Miz from last week's Talking Smack. The confrontation between the two generated significant buzz. They asked him if it was scripted or how much of it was scripted. And Bryan said, "Very little. I just knew that Miz was going to come up. We were just going to banter back and forth. But Miz and I have known each other for a long time. And we really knew how to get at each other's nerves. I brought up the idea that he wrestled like a coward, and he knows I don't like the way he wrestles. I just don't like it. It's not my thing. And I called him out on that, and then he called me out on something that's very personal to me." You know what's funny? This is exactly what I said happened, and everybody told me that I was a mark. It was so clear to me when watching it. Like I said, it started out storyline. When Daniel Bryan called Miz a coward, like, how is that a personal shot against Mike Mizanin? His character is a cowardly heel.
Yes. And by the way, I just want to interject here. This is coming on the heels of he was just sitting in the chair when Carmella attacked Brie, which followed, I forget exactly what it was, some other bit of nonsense which led in.
Wait, Carmella attacked Nikki.
Attacked Nikki, yeah. So it's like, you know, there was a buildup of nonsense on this show anyway where it was like, you know, this is obviously the direction they'd like to go with these shows.
So here's where to me, like, I still blame Daniel Bryan for all of this to a degree. Because when it started, Daniel Bryan called him a coward. Now, to be fair, Miz takes some blame because Miz took this more personally than he should have. It seemed that Miz took this as a shot at Mike Mizanin.
And not in front of his woman, too.
But the point is, his character is a coward. So calm down about it, dude. Like, cut a promo in character. So then, Miz kind of got a little worked up about that, and they start bantering back and forth. But Bryan was the one who said, "You know, you work a soft style. When I think of the soft style of WWE, I think of you. I don't like your matches." Now, that was a personal shot at Mike Mizanin. Now, did The Miz really need to go and bring up something that Bryan was unable to defend, which is, you'd wrestle, you lied to all of these fans, you should just quit and go back to the bingo halls? He did strike a nerve right there. And Brian did say on SportsCenter, he said, you know, at the time, I thought about punching him in the face. But we were on live television, and so my other option was I just walked off the set.
Couldn't handle the banter.
Sure. Now, obviously, from that point forward, it's all storyline. I mean, the idea that they're not allowed to be on television together, I mean, that's all, it's preposterous. But this did get a little bit out of control, and what they did was they built up a match that's never going to happen, and so now Vince is doing everything he can to just get these two dudes, like, do everything we can to shift the heat from Bryan to Dolph Ziggler. Don't get people thinking there's going to be a match, because there's not going to be. But
and they're probably smart to do that. But here's the thing with that, though, Brian. And if I'm not crew with you, and you put me in a situation where
you're not crew with me.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, if we're striking back and forth with each other, and that's the point where you just have a generality, and it's like, well, go with it, and you kind of burn me first. I'm probably swinging back hard because I'm looking to knock you out because I don't want to lose a verbal joust and be put on the defense. So I could understand if we were a little bit closer and you knew that was something, even if we were closer and tighter, and maybe they are, maybe they're the bestest of buddies behind the scenes. I don't know. But I think when you're in a position like that where you just have a general idea of what you're doing, but you really don't have any idea what the guy is going to say to you and he's already kind of burned you once, I think I'm probably going to swing for the fences too. So I could see how somebody would say that, okay, Miz probably pushed it too far. And maybe he did by striking that kind of nerve with a Daniel Bryan. But you're asking him to go into that and portray. And that's what you're basically asking the guy to do. So you got what you wanted out of it.
I don't know. I don't think that it reminded me. This is a terrible analogy, but I don't care. It's my gimmick. Kind of reminded me of Kevin Nash when they did that Horseman spoof where you had the three other guys, Sean Waltman and Bagwell and Conan, who are all doing a perfectly harmless skit spoofing the television characters. And then Kevin Nash comes out here and talks about how Arn's an alcoholic, which has never been part of his character ever.
Yes.
Like, that's a low blow. So when you go out there with Daniel Bryan and you do a low blow, which is, I mean, obviously Bryan wants to wrestle. I mean,
yeah, but he's responding to already.
Okay, my point
hit with
is, hold on, let me finish up though. So Bryan, I'm sure, like, how do you think it would have been if Miz has some sort of skeleton in his closet, Mike Mizanin, that's never been talked about on television before? I mean, would it then have been fair, Bryan losing this verbal joust to bring up something personal about the guy?
Bryan, already in the tank, if you want to go that direction, already in the tank is footage of him, you know, having moments at John Cena's summer residence in Florida or whatever it is, talking about the fact that he can't wrestle anymore and how emotional this is for him. It's not like this isn't going to be used or hasn't been used. And I understand that this is, and look, this is situation's relatively weird to me anyway, because of how much obviously he does want to do this. And to me, there is a conflict between Daniel Bryan, the character, and Daniel Bryan, you know, the guy. But I'm sorry. I just don't see how everything's not on the table in this, including that. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Here's the thing, though. It doesn't matter if they have footage. Like, when Miz says, you should just quit and go work the indies. The other problem with that, besides it being a low blow, is that Daniel Bryan is under contract.
Like, but it's a ridiculous statement from a heel. So it's a ridiculous statement. Instead of running off, he could have said, well, yeah, except for I'm under contract, dummy, and then fired back. But instead, he stormed off.
It wasn't nice, Mike.
That it was not.
This is a business about being nice.
But you see, you're basing this off the fact Daniel Bryan did call him a coward. So
is something different. That's a storyline thing. That's my point.
I know, but if you're going out there and they had just an idea of you're going to kind of pseudo shoot with this, and Miz maybe does take it to heart a little bit in the fact that he goes out there and does all of these things, and people think that he's just a big wuss, for lack of a stronger term to use right there. Then isn't it the same thing? If he's, hey, I'm putting myself out there, and yes, I didn't wrestle on the indies. Yes, I'm not getting punched in the face. Yes, I'm not doing this or that, but I'm out there working every single night too, dude. So maybe this has been a thing with him that Bryan touched that nerve, which again,
when
you put these guys in these spots like that and you want them to go bare fist and start throwing, then you're going to start throwing.
What Miz should have done is instead of attacking a guy with a checkmate that's unfair, He should have said what he said on SmackDown this week, which actually was awesome, where he said, you know what? I don't like being hit in the face because only an idiot likes to be hit in the face. And I'm so good that no one can ever hit me in the face. That's a great response.
Yeah, but you know what, Brian? How it ended up where he did through that checkmate and Brian stormed off and then he cuts that promo looking at the camera. That's why we're still talking about it now.
Yeah, but we're still, that's the point though. That's the other point of this. We're still talking about it and they're trying to sweep it under the rug and pretend it never happened now.
That's WWE's fault. They've done that before with at other times too, and that's just their fault for creating a situation and putting Brian in that situation, which again is not the first time they've done that in the last couple of weeks either. So they're using him for easy heat, which is something I think we all need to keep an eyeball on too.
I blame both these guys. Brian started it, Miz finished it, and they were both in the wrong. That's my hot take. And we're going to head to a break here in just a moment. We're going to get Dave Meltzer here on the line. We got a lot of stuff to talk about with Dave. And we'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages in the third segment, the final segment of the show. 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. And your text messages to 425-780-7566. Want to note that if you head up to WrestlingObserver.com, you can check out the new Observer, which is going to be the subject of our conversation with Dave here in a moment. So check it out. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The man behind the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer, here on the line today. New Observer is out only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. You get the Observers and every audio show that we do every week, 20 shows a week or so, as well as 8,000 shows in the archives. Dave, what's going on?
You tell me.
All right, I'll tell you. So the new Observer here, we were just talking about the Daniel Bryan Miz deal. And you note in the new Observer, I guess there was a story in the online version of Forbes that WWE was considering clearing Daniel Bryan. And you make it clear in this article that is not happening.
Not happening, no. No. His situation hasn't changed since... a few days before the retirement, you know, when Vince McMahon kind of suggested that he do the retirement thing in Seattle, and he did it, and nothing, you know, as far as him wrestling again since then, the situation's identical. The only change, I guess, would be that now that he is a performer again, his contract isn't frozen, so there's actually an end of the contract. Whereas before, when he was not performing, they had put a freeze on the contract so that it was going to kind of go forever. And that may not be, that may not even matter, you know, because I don't know what his situation is as far as right now. I don't sense that he's going to wrestle again. That could change. It won't change with WWE. Well, I can't say, you never say never. It is very unlikely that he will wrestle in WWE. And as of right now, he is not wrestling in WWE. Could he wrestle elsewhere when his contract is up if he so chooses? Yes, he could, but that doesn't mean that he will.
Dave, just very simply, isn't WWE, wouldn't they at least in theory be begging for some sort of legal ramifications, not even if Daniel Bryan had a situation, if they brought him back and had a match where something happened, but even after that, I mean, wouldn't they be opening themselves up for a lot of problems if they took a 180 on this just legally?
Potentially. I mean, you know, if you're talking about could they be, you know, subject to some problems if he develops problems in 30 years? I mean, look, they have a lawsuit out against them by a number of wrestlers. Whether you consider the lawsuit legit or not is another situation. But if you go against your own doctor's advice, allow the guy to wrestle, he develops problems down the line, yes, you're going to be liable. And that's one of the reasons why he's not wrestling.
But on the other hand, you've also got Bryan, who claims that X number of doctors have cleared him, and so
yeah. But he's had doctors clear him and doctors not clear him. So it's and the WWE doctor didn't clear him.
Now the other thing that we got to talk about here today that we have not talked about on this show at all: what happened with Bo Dallas?
So he was going to they were going to Mexico, to Puebla, Mexico. Friday of last week for two house shows there. And allegedly he was drunk and they wouldn't let him, you know, he was on the plane. He basically started mouthing off on the plane and he was kicked off the plane and the police were called, the airport police were called, and he was arrested and did not work. He was pulled from the Mexico shows. He was not at Raw on Monday. He is still with the company, but he has been punished.
So historically, is it worse to get drunk and have a scene on a plane if you're a top star or an undercard fella?
I think that you would be in trouble if you were a top star. There's always double standards in wrestling. And perhaps, you know, some people they would be more lenient with than others, of course. If you're a bottom guy, you're going to have a lot less leniency, but I think that if you get arrested, if you're in WWE right now and you get arrested, you're at least going to have some trouble in some form, whether it's a fine or something.
It does seem that there's, and maybe I'm just out of my mind, but it seems like there's less of this behavior now than there was a decade ago.
Video games.
Can't play video games. I guess you could.
I think we hear about it more now, just because... Now, I mean, like, just the Bo Dallas thing's a perfect example of this, is that, like, literally right as that was happening on Friday, there was a guy who was tweeting, you know, what was happening, which, you know, years, even though the story itself probably didn't break for several days, you know, but it's like, so I think we hear about it more now. I mean, as far as does it happen more now? I mean, there was more drinking and wrestling in a different generation. So I would think that there were, you know, that there's always going to be, it's inherent in wrestling and that there's going to be some issues of things like this from time to time.
Dave, can I ask a bizarre question? And this is coming out of left field. And Brian, this is kind of to you too. As bizarre as this may sound, and it's not like guys didn't do this in the 60s and 70s on long, you know, rides either, and in the 80s. But has the increase in marijuana acceptance and usage amongst, I think, more of a cross-section of a lot of different people, is that cutting down on some of the drinking? Or, again, are people just either hiding it more or just more chill with it, I guess, that we're not hearing as many drunken, wild stories or things like that? Certainly not plane rides from hell or anything.
Oh, you know, I'm not around that scene enough to really give an informed answer. I know that, you know, you know, it's like not everyone drinks, but most do. So, I mean, it's you know, as far as, you know, going into the ring drunk, you really don't see that now. But you didn't see a lot of that before. It was, you know, I mean, you know, 25, 30 years ago, yes, you did. But 10 years ago, no, not so much. Afterwards, you know, it's always going to be part of wrestling, and it's been part. And I don't know, you know, you could say it's less, but it's, believe me, it's still there. I mean, if you're looking to find wrestlers after a show, I mean, you go to the bar at the hotel that the wrestlers are staying at, you're going to find plenty.
I would say that, I mean, everybody listening to this has a whole bunch of friends. And how many of your friends, unless you live like in a hardcore college town or something like that, Washington State, how many of your friends are getting kicked off airplanes and getting DUIs regularly? I mean, I think that there was a culture a decade, yeah, 2 decades ago where there was just a lot more drinking. That's what you did. And obviously people drink today, but I think that the culture has changed to where I think a lot of the young guys now realize we're in a corporate environment. Let's not drink at work, but we'll drink when we get back to the hotel or whatever. Let's try not to get in trouble. I just think it's a cultural shift.
The thing is that because of the world we live in the sense that if a wrestler makes a scene in public, it's going to be news. I mean, there's stuff like, you know, wrestlers making a scene at you know, at bars or things like that. I mean, literally, that was a regular occurrence in the old days. And fights.
Well, it was a selling point
like
in some
not
territories.
Not that fights were a regular occurrence, but they happened all the time. And you never heard about them because it wasn't you know, the word never got out. So it's like, you know, one of the reasons it's changed, I mean, there's a lot of reasons it's changed, but one of the reasons it's changed is because before, you know, there's all kinds of things that people would do before that were celebrities that they could get away with because nobody would ever hear about them because it would be covered up. And now it's not. So all celebrities are, in a sense, minding their manners more just because of the nature of social media.
Cody Rhodes tweeted today. He's very upset. Wants WWE to cut ties with TMZ. Says they ran my mother's 911 call. Cut ties with ESPN. They insulted a child. I don't know if much is going to come of
that. WWE should do it. I saw the tweet. I didn't really recognize that. I know that he said that he was going to. I mean, you know, I put this way. From his perspective, I could very much see him wanting to cut ties with TMZ. I mean, it was a personal thing. Probably, you know, I can see that. The ESPN thing, I thought it was a very unfortunate tweet, the one he's referring to, without a doubt. It was a bad attempt at humor, and, you know, I don't know. I think that kind of like, you know, stuff about, you know, the son of an 8-year-old son of some, you know, of a father who just had some success and kind of mocking that's kind of, you know, kind of insensitive. I wouldn't like, but it's not like I'm going to kill all of ESPN because of one bad tweet by one person.
Well, hold on. Let me jump in real quick. I don't want to talk about this a lot because it's pretty appalling to me, but it wasn't one tweet. It was a tweet, and then when everyone got on him about it, like, he doubled down and was destroying everybody.
He's continuing to
Coachman.
Yeah, it's
you know, which, and of course, and I certainly can't defend that, but, you know, I mean, Coachman gave erroneous information, completely erroneous information, was just totally full of it, and then try to double down when people called him on it. So, but again, I wouldn't like cut ties with like personally with all of ESPN because of one or even two bad reporters.
Let's get a plug-in for the Observer. What other big stories do we have this week?
Yeah, it's a big issue. You know, a lot of stuff on the background of Owens winning the Universal Championship, the more on the Daniel Bryan situation, what they're trying to do with it, and Triple Mania coverage. It was a very unique, wild show, fascinating show in a lot of ways. The build for next year's show, they've already got a main event, Dr. Wagner and Psycho Clown, Mask versus Mask, for a year from now, a one-year build, which is the biggest like they've ever done in Mexico. Joe Silva, you know, all very detailed story on Alberto Del Rio. So this is a pretty big issue.
All right. Well, Dave, I want to thank you so much as always. We are heading to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
I'm the extra crispy colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. Their sandwich is made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grill Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a text message here. It says, Pro Wrestling Illustrated named Roman Reigns the number one wrestler in the world. Fans are very upset about it. Do you think fans should be? No, of course not. I almost didn't read that.
How long have they been doing the PWI 500 now?
Long time.
A long, long time.
But hey, you know what? Let me tell you something. In the 90s, there was a year, I believe, that Dean Malenko was ranked number
97,
one.
97. Or 96 or 97, yeah.
Fans were up in arms about that. Let me tell you something. Going back and watching those shows, he was number one. So maybe in 19 years, we're going to look back and go, you know, PW, Pro Wrestling Illustrated was right.
He still won't be number one.
You know what? I will say one. Well, nah, forget it.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, guys? This is Eric in the Geo. How y'all doing?
Great. What's up?
312.
Hey, so Daniel Bryan, we know he's retired. They don't want him doing any matches. But do you think the WWE will allow him to do any moves, especially if he's only delivering them and not taking them? Because if so, I got an idea, but I'll let you guys comment on that first.
I think that they would let him likely do a yes lock, but I don't think they're going to let him do any moves that involve taking a bump.
Okay. Well, I was thinking if they was going to go forward with this Shane and Lesnar match, I could definitely see him getting involved. Let's say Shane's getting killed. Obviously, we know that. Brock gets him on the ground and pound. Daniel's seen enough. He runs in there. This little man, of course, like tries to pull Brock off. Brock does a one-hand shove. That's be the only thing he'll have to take. And then Daniel gets up. You know, he has that look on his face like he's about to do the kicks. And Shane from behind, he clips Lesnar's leg. So now Lesnar's down to one knee. So Daniel does the kicks, kick. Kick to the head, boom, the beast is down. Daniel's backing up to the corner. The crowd is going crazy. Yes. You already know what's coming. Kinshasa.
No.
You do your near fall.
No bump. Not happening, dude. No.
Damn.
And you know what? Hold on.
Good WrestleMania.
Hold on, Eric. Let me cut you off here before we go into this fantasy booking stuff.
Extreme Warfare Revenge gave you 2.25.
Listen, everybody. I didn't even hear half of what he said until I heard Kinshasa. Then I knew it just wasn't happening. But here's the problem. I couldn't get past when he talked about Shane McMahon and Brock Lesnar. Come on, give me a break.
This is killing you, isn't it?
No, let me. Brock Lesnar's making $5 million a year, and you're going to waste one of his pay-per-view appearances on a Shane McMahon match? Listen to me, everyone. Yes, I am aware that Shane McMahon wrestled The Undertaker at WrestleMania, but do you want to know why he wrestled The Undertaker?
Wrestled, quote.
Do you want to know why? Because the match was supposed to be The Undertaker versus John Cena, and John Cena got hurt. And so Vince was like, God, now what am I going to do? And, I mean, clearly he heard this show, and he was like, well, I'm going to bring in Shane McMahon. So brings in Shane McMahon, and listen, Shane was mega over when he came back, okay? He was super over. Now, it's August. Is Shane McMahon super mega over again? No. Right now, he's just a guy on television.
He's tan.
So to plan a Brock Lesnar-Shane McMahon match, I mean, I don't want to see it. I think it's a terrible idea. And you know what? Maybe when they blew off the Daniel Bryan-Miz thing on SmackDown, and Shane said, you know, Bryan, I can't have you riling up the talent. And then Daniel Bryan says, how ironic, coming from someone who is feuding with Brock Lesnar or whatever. Maybe that's the key to this storyline becoming that Shane McMahon realizes, you know what? I can't harass the talent. I can't go in there and fight the talent. I yelled at Daniel Bryan about this. So because I can't do it, I shall bring in Samoa Joe or whoever you're going to bring in to be the hired hitman to take out Brock Lesnar and get revenge. Shane McMahon does not need to be doing this.
I know what you mean, and you're exactly right. The thing is, it is WWE, and it probably will be Shane McMahon at some point. I think the only silver lining that you can get in this is that after he destroys Shane, or Shane goes, because, I mean, there's a part of me that just, this is going to happen just because Shane would love to take an ass-kicking from Brock Lesnar and get thrown around.
Great, do it at an angle that leads to Samoa Joe coming in.
You're right, I know, but we're probably going to have the match anyway. So with that, maybe after that happens, instead of even Samoa Joe, you still need to beat Brock Lesnar at some point with somebody. And it's not going to be Roman Reigns. You've already tried this a million times. It's not going to be him. Who can actually take some of the power from Brock Lesnar? Who would Brock Lesnar actually lay there and take one from? And how about the guy that took a bullet for him way back? Why not Shinsuke Nakamura at next year's WrestleMania? And if any of this can lead to something like that, I'm for it. I want Samoa Joe to come up. I really do. I just don't know if I want him. I don't know if him and Brock Lesnar, if that would... To me, there's just... Samoa Joe is a badass by himself away from Brock Lesnar, I think is the way I would... I personally would go with Samoa Joe.
My 86-year-old grandmother, who barely pays any attention to wrestling, the first thing that she thought after SummerSlam was, I'd like to see Samoa Joe against Brock Lesnar.
I'd like to see Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar.
She doesn't even like Samoa Joe. She hates him. But you know what? She realizes, as much as I hate this guy, he's a big, bad mofo. And so, he could go out there and get revenge for Brock Lesnar.
But he's going to lose to Brock Lesnar.
So what? Everybody loses to Brock. Maybe he'll beat Brock Lesnar.
How about Shinsuke? I just, because I don't know. I don't think I want Samoa Joe. I don't know.
So you're fine with Shinsuke losing to Brock Lesnar?
Because I think Brock Lesnar would be okay losing to Shinsuke. I'm not saying he wouldn't be okay losing to Samoa Joe. I just think you bring Samoa Joe as a badass, like they have with Kevin Owens, basically, almost separate from Brock Lesnar. You do want to see these guys interact, but I think Samoa Joe beating up people on his own without not being there at Shane McMahon's behest to be his hired hitman. I mean, how ridiculous is that anyway, unless Shane goes heel and Brock is officially a face?
If Samoa Joe comes up and destroys everybody, and meanwhile Brock Lesnar is destroying everybody, and you put the two destroyers against each other, it's great, and I don't care who loses.
So what is your timeline on that? Royal Rumble for those two to finally face off?
Dude, it should be Samoa Joe coming up very soon, and they have a match at WrestleMania. Because... Brock Lesnar just...
I'm sorry, I'd still rather do... personal preference, Nakamura and Lesnar
at
WrestleMania.
Okay, listen, fine. I'm going to go with this. I will bet you $25 that we'd never see Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar in a match. It doesn't matter how old Vince is and this guy's his son or whatever. How do you go from Brock massacring Randy Orton to the next man up the ladder being Shane McMahon?
Oh, because they shoehorned him into the Undertaker thing. They shoehorned him into the Undertaker thing. The idea of Samoa Joe being brought up as Shane's hitman for Brock Lesnar, I don't know if that, I don't know.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Today's my birthday.
What was your birthday?
Today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank y'all.
Thank God you got through, or we would never have been able to wish you happy birthday.
Yeah, I turned 54 years young.
Holy smokes.
And y'all think y'all.
How do you
almost
still
as old
see
as
the
Brian.
Numbers to dial?
Do what now?
Anyway, what's on your mind?
Okay. Got some good information about fans of Lucha Libre from CMLL. I emailed the Cubs fan, and he said if you go on their video official YouTube channel for CMLL on Monday nights, it goes head-to-head with Raw the second hour. It comes on at 10 o'clock Eastern, CML does, and on Friday nights it's 10:30 on a site called Claro Sports. I don't know too much about it, but you can watch CMLL again on online.
Are you excited for that?
I know I am. I like CMLL.
Okay. Well, Claro Sports, everybody, as well as YouTube. What else is going on, Jim?
I just want to ask you a question. What's going to go on with the knockouts tonight on TNA?
I have no idea, dude. I haven't been watching TNA. I don't know what's going on. All I know is the champion right now is a girl whose gimmick is she doesn't know how to wrestle.
Well, see, that's what me and Tom Lawler were talking about. We liked about Allie. I think she's been doing a good job.
Well, I don't know about the idea of a women's champion whose gimmick is she can't wrestle.
Well, the thing about it is I think what they're going to do, they're going to turn around. They're going to have her turn against or see what Maria's doing to her, and then it's going to be a transformation. She's going to slowly become Cherry Bomb.
So she's going to be EC3, where when he started, he couldn't wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. One last thing. What did you think of the War Machines and...
Oh, Jim, it was wondrous.
That was a tremendous match, wasn't it?
Was that not the best non-women's match you've seen all year?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, when Ray Rowe can go through those ropes like a man half his size, and then the other Keith Lee and Shane Taylor, that was better than the main event.
You know, it was better than the main event, Jim. I want to thank you very much for the call. Shane Taylor and Keith Lee against the War Machine. If you're Beast a subscriber thing. And you did not listen to Sunday's Brian and Vinny show where Vinny and I raved about the wondrous match that this was, you need to go back and listen to it. It was a thing of beauty.
Beauty, you say? That's I don't know if...
Dude, you didn't listen, clearly. Vinny said that Keith Lee was a beautiful man.
Hey, you know what? If to each their own, you know, because hey, aesthetics are in the eye of the beholder. And if War Machine and those two other large men flying through the air with I will admit, amazing grace for men their size. If that's what makes you happy and makes you feel pretty and makes them look pretty, why not?
This person says CMLL can be watched on LA TV on Sundays at 5 p.m. There is some awful wrestling on that show. That's not a fan.
But there's Allie and Erica, so that's always a plus.
Oh, man. Following her on Instagram. By the way, Lucha Underground kicks off next week. Already back with season 3.
I don't need this. I need to still binge watch season 2. It's just I wasn't ready for it to come back so incredibly fast.
It does feel like it's coming back a little bit too early, but...
Well, it's September. I mean, it's a TV show. We're in the fall season. That's how this works. I just, I mean, this is just a personal thing with me where I'm going to have to binge badly here. Somehow in between college football and everything else.
I hope we will be able to get Dr. Lucha on the show tomorrow. There are rumors that Lucha Underground is getting ready to tape season 4, which would be very, very good news. And that would be happening in the next couple of months, but we'll see if we can get Dr. Lucha on over the next couple of days to discuss that. I want to mention that as soon as this show goes off the air, the CM Punk Mickey Gall press conference is going to be taking place, which should be very interesting. I believe you can watch it on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. So go up there and check that out.
Oh,
and also,
just do it for just some of the questions that these guys are going to get from some of the reporters, who I can only imagine the pool that may be calling in, who usually don't call into these things.
And also, since I was talking about this yesterday with Filthy Tom Lawler on Figure Four Daily, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, the All Red Everything is back.
Sort of.
She dyed her hair brown or stripped all the color out or something. I was very excited, but then she dyed it back red again. So, what can you do? Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this from WrestlingObserver.com, following on the heels of a successful Raw rating, Tuesday's SmackDown had its best ratings since the July 18th live draft special. Tuesday's show was watched by 2.835 million viewers, up 4% from last week's total. Number was good enough to replace SmackDown in second place for the night on cable. SmackDown retained between 80 and 85% of the Raw audience, this week settling in at 83.07%. So basically what that means is it is within 17% of the Raw numbers. And with SmackDown airing on Tuesdays, there will be no NFL competition, whereas Raw, as always, will be going head-to-head during football season. And that means that there is a chance that during football season, there will be weeks when SmackDown is the A show and beats Raw in viewership. And I cannot wait for that day, because I love SmackDown these days.
It is a much easier show to watch and oftentimes a better flowing show with more quality stuff. I just can't wait till September 19th. I think that's when the Cruiserweights debut. And I will say this, they're not going to be able to beat football. It's impossible to beat American football. But if there was
you
ever
can't
a game
beat
to
football
do it,
with little men. Come on.
If there was ever a day to do it, Philadelphia against the Chicago Bears. So it couldn't get much better than that as far as the Cruiserweights go.
I can only hope that Manga will be playing in that game.
Oh, no, unfortunately not, and God, they need him.
We're out of here, everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers, listeners, folks at Sports Byline USA, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.